From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Hello VOA listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me Rahma, who will accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we present some information starting from news, diplomatic corner, and so forth. We will also play some songs. Now let's begin with news, so stay with us only on voanews.id, RRI Play Go mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz.
Here is the news for the headlines. Minister Zulkifli Hasan affirms Japan must eliminate tariff on canned tuna export. Health centers asked to routinely measure air quality in Jakarta. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news, where Indonesian Minister of Trade Zulkifli Hasan hopes that Japan will immediately eliminate four tariff posts on Indonesian canned tuna export as part of the protocol to amend the Indonesia-Japan Economic Partnership Agreement, IAGEPA. The tariff elimination for canned tuna is an absolute requirement to complete negotiations on the IGEPA amendment protocol. This was affirmed by Minister Zulkifli Hasan in a statement on Saturday. He also said that 50th anniversary of the Asian-Japan relationship should be utilized by maximizing relations between Japan and each Asian member countries, including Indonesia. Minister Zulkifli is optimistic that the two countries can announce the completions of the substance of the IGEPA amendment protocol negotiations on the sidelines of the 2023 Asian Summit in Jakarta on September. Indonesian Minister of Health Budi Gunadisadikin has asked all community health centers or puskesmas in Jakarta to routinely measure air quality in a bid to bolster air pollution surveillance data in the capital city. This was pointed out by Minister Budi Gunadi during a car-free day event in Jakarta on Sunday. Based on the measurement, the rate of air pollution is high, and an official at Puskesmas must send the sample to the health laboratory to check the source of the pollution. Through the surveillance efforts, the central government will be able to provide recommendations to regional government on how to address the sectors that produce the most emissions in Jakarta. According to the Ministry of Health, PM2.5 particulate matter with a diameter of 2.5 micrometers or less can cause various respiratory problems. Sadikin appealed to the community to wear masks during outdoor activities to prevent inhaling PM2.5. The Industrial Human Resources Development Agency, BPS DMI, under the Indonesian Ministry of Industry, continues to help the government improve the performance of textiles and textiles product or TPT industry by providing vocational training. Head of the BPS DMI, Masurokan, noted in Sunday that the agency's education unit, AK Textile Solo, focuses on preparing workers for this industry. Masurokan said that the AK Textile Solo had held a meeting with industrial partners to discuss curriculum development and labor absorptions. He believed that the synergy between the AK Textile Solo and textile companies will help improve the quality of human resources, which would in turn increase the competitiveness of the TPT industry. TPT is included as one of the priority sectors for development in the government's Making Indonesia 4.0 roadmap. The industry is classified as an export-oriented, labor-intensive sector. Let's move on to the international news, where the tests of seawater near Japan's Fukushima nuclear power plant have not detected any radioactivity. The Environment Ministry said on Sunday, days after authorities began discharging into the sea treated water used to cool damaged reactors. Japan started releasing water from the wrecked Fukushima plant into the Pacific Ocean on Thursday, sparking protests in Japan and neighboring countries, in particular China, which banned aquatic products imports from Japan. Japan and scientific organization says the water is safe after being filtered to remove most radioactive elements except for tritium, a radioactive isotope of hydrogen. Because tritium is difficult to separate from water, the Fukushima water is diluted until tritium levels fall below regulatory limits. Monitoring will be carried out with a high level of objectivity, transparency, and reliability to prevent adverse impacts on Japan's reputation, Environment Minister Akihiro Nishimura said in a statement. U.S. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo opened talks with Chinese government officials on Monday, saying it is profoundly important the world's two largest economies have a stable economic relationship. She said the entire world expects the United States and China will have a stable economic relationship. The two countries share more than $700 billion in annual trade. Raimondo is holding 3 days of talks with Chinese and business leaders in China to boost business ties between the world's two largest economies. She is scheduled to meet with Minister of Commerce Wang Wentao for about 2 hours on Monday. Egypt, Ethiopia, and Sudan resumed their years-long negotiations Sunday over the controversial dam Ethiopia is building on the Nile River main tributary, officials said. The resumptions of talks came after President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi and Ethiopia Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed said last month that they aim to reach within 4 months an agreement on the operations of $4.6 billion Grand Ethiopian Renaissance Dam on the Blue Nile. The Blue Nile meets the White Nile in Sudan's capital of Khartoum before winding northward through Egypt to the Mediterranean Sea. Egypt fears a devastating impact if the dam is operated without taking its needs into account. Irrigation Minister Hani Sevilam said Egypt wants a legally binding agreement on how the giant dam is operated and filled. Sevilam said there are many technical and legal solutions for the dispute without elaborating. Thailand's employment in the second quarter rose 1.7% from a year earlier, slowing from a 2.4% increase in the previous 3 months, the state planning agency said on Monday as economic growth slowed. Southeast Asia's second-largest economy grew 1.8% in the April to June period year-on-year, slowing sharply from the first quarter as a weaker exports and investment undercut tourism strength. Thailand's jobless rate was at 1.06% in the April to June period. The National Economic and Social Development Council, NESDC, said in a statement, the jobs growth was mainly in the tourism and construction sectors, it said. Thailand's definitions of unemployment is narrow, however, only counts as jobless those who do not work a single hour in a survey week. Analysts say the figures do not catch Thailand's significant unofficial economy. Listener, that was the news. Now let's move on to commentary for today on Indian spacecraft successfully lands on Moon. Chandrayaan-3, the Indian spacecraft, successfully landed in the South Pole of the Moon on August 23, 2023. The success did not belong to India only, but also the whole planet. With this, India is the third country to land a spacecraft on the Moon, right after the US, Russia, and China. Moon's South Pole has never been mapped before, and India is the first nation to land their craft in this mission. India's missions in Moon's South Pole aims to study the potentials of oxygen resources, fuel, and water useful for the next moon landing. In a post on X Thursday, the Indian Space Research Organization ISRO explained about the Pragyan, in Sanskrit means wisdom, the moon rover in the Chandrayaan-3 mission. Pragyan began its exploration by sending images and scientific data in its 2 week lifespan. 4 years ago, the Chandrayaan-2 failed to land on the moon because of a software error in the final landing stage. However, India kept chasing its ambition in space with less budget compared to other countries. India could achieve great development since sending the mission to the moon's orbit in 2008. India is not the only country joining the space race. Besides the superpowers like the US, China and Russia, recently the United Arab Emirates and Singapore joined the race. Space missions are costly, so they are done in international partnerships. Besides cutting the budget, such partnerships will be useful to exchange experiences and knowledge. Indonesia must admit that other countries are ahead of it in the space program, but it does not mean Indonesia is sitting quietly. To boost efficiency, Indonesia's Aeronautical and Space Institute, LAPAN, joined the National Research and Innovation Agency in September 2021. Former LAPAN head Thomas Jamaluddin, now an astronomy and astrophysics researcher at the National Research and Innovation Agency, BRIN, explained that Indonesia's current priority is not space exploration due to budget. Indonesia is more focused on satellite technology to Earth, observation and telecommunication. Space exploration could boost development, but developing the space sector beneficial for the wider public is a wise choice. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back! This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
Thank you.
Let's begin today in history on August 28 with the event in 1950 when Douwes Dekker died. Dr. Ernest François Eugène Douwes Dekker, or Danu Dirja Satyabudi, is a freedom fighter and Indonesian national hero. He is one of the founders of Indonesian nationalism in the early 20th century. Along with Ki Hajar Dewantara and Cipto Mangunkusumo, the three of them are known as Tiga Serangkai. Douwes Dekker died on August 28, 1950. For his service, President Sukarno gave the title National Hero in 1961. Let's move on to the next event in 2014 when Erdogan was sworn in as President of Turkey. Recep Tayyip Erdogan is the founder of the Justice and Development Party, or AK Party. Recep Tayyip Erdogan served as Prime Minister of Turkey from March 14, 2003 to August 28, 2014. On August 10, 2014, Turkey held its first direct presidential election after 91 years. So far, the President of Turkey has been elected by the parliament. Erdogan won the presidential election with 52%, defeating his two competitors. On August 28, 2014, Erdogan was finally officially sworn in as President of Turkey. We end today in history on the event in 1988 about the crash at an air show in Germany. On August 28, 1988, a tragic accident occurred during an air show at Ramstein Air Base in Germany. Three jets maneuvering in mid-air collided and crashed into the crowd of spectators below. As a result of the incident, around 69 spectators died and hundreds of others were injured.
Cause
Listeners, next we present you a program called My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Three Asian central banks, Bank Indonesia, Bank Negara Malaysia, and Bank of Thailand, signed strengthening cooperation to encourage the use of each country's local currencies in cross-border transactions. It is called Local Currency Transactions, or LCT, which is a cooperation program that aims to reduce dependence on the U.S. dollar, so as to strengthen the currency stability of each member country. The use of local currency is carried out in bilateral transactions between Indonesia and Thailand, Indonesia and Malaysia, as well as Thailand and Malaysia. This agreement actually has been implemented since 2018, but the signing of the Memorandum of Understanding on Strengthening Cooperation was conducted Friday. The Governor of Bank Indonesia, Peri Warjio, after signing the Memorandum of Understanding on Local Currency Transactions between the Governor of Bank Indonesia and several Asian Central Bank governors in Jakarta, said, "The agreement on strengthening LCT aims to facilitate access to cross-border payments for settlement of transactions in foreign currencies, more efficient local money. This cooperation marks a major milestone in strengthening cross-border transactions among the three Asian member countries. The three central banks believe that this will make a positive contribution to financial market stability and financial market deepening in local currencies in Indonesia, Thailand, and Malaysia. Indonesia seeks to optimize the momentum of its 2023 Asian chair to continue to encourage Asian countries to integrate the economic sector, including the issue of local currency transaction LCT. This is reflected in the agenda for signing the LCT cooperation, which was carried out on the sidelines of the 10th meeting of Ministers of Finance and Asian Central Bank Governors in Jakarta.
Indonesia will soon have a new capital city, Nusantara, Indonesia. It's located in the heart of Kalimantan, the center of the archipelago, from Sabang to Merauke, from Miangas to Rote. New smart metropolis is the concept. The new capital city, Nusantara, a global city for all.
Menutup pintu untuk segala kemungkinan, terjebak bersama dalam kejauhan. Keramaian tak lagi menyenangkan, menjadi bumerang untuk kehidupan. Kini ku lebih tahu apa yang sebenarnya ku butuhkan. Semua insan, corona menjawab semua keacuhan kita, mengingatkan arti kebebasan, mengubah makna kebersamaan. Oh, 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 oh.
Tutup pintu demi segala kebaikan, terjebak dalam dinding yang teracukan. Kini kau punya waktu untuk perhatikan kebersamaan yang tersita dunia. Ku tahu yang ku mau, ku ingin terjebak denganmu. Semua insan, corona menjawab semua keadaan.
You're still listening to the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Now we present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. VOA listener, today's edition of Indonesian Wonder takes you to East Nusa Tenggara, to Manggarai precisely, which is an ethnic group that inhabits the western part of the island of Flores in the province of East Nusa Tenggara. They are scattered in West Manggarai Regency. This tribe is famous for having a series of ritual ceremonies as Thanksgiving. One of them is Pokakaba Congkolongkap traditional ritual. Pokakaba Congkolongkap is a special ceremony after the traditional drum house, the traditional house of the Manggarai tribe, is built. This ritual is carried out after the construction of Gendang traditional house, which was built in the middle of the village. In the local language, poka means skill, kaba means buffalo, chongko means pig, and lokap means dirt or remnants of excrement. So the tradition of poka kaba chongko lokap is defined as a tradition of killing buffaloes to clean up a village after the traditional gendang house is built. There are 6 stages in the traditional ritual Poka Kaba Congkolongkap that must be passed, including Barong Lodok ritual, which is done in the corner of the rice fields and plantations belonging to the community with a rooster as its symbol. Secondly, Barong Wai ritual, a ritual performed at a spring with a rooster as its symbol. Third, Teng Hang Atatua ritual, or the ritual of giving offerings to the ancestors in the village. Fourth, Tudak Elapenti ritual, a ritual of thanking and giving thanks to the ancestors as an intermediary for mercy from the creator. Fifth, Elapantek ritual, the ritual of inviting ancestors to enter the drum traditional house. 6. The Barong Rapu ritual, the ritual of asking the ancestors at the cemetery to witness the traditional ceremony in the village together, which is held at night. 7. The Elawe ritual, a ritual inviting all residents of the village and its surroundings to witness and enliven Poka Kaba Congkolongkap ritual, which will be held the next day. The culmination of the various series of ceremonies is Poka Kaba Congkolongkap ritual, or the ritual of killing a buffalo as a sacrifice along with a number of large and small male pigs in the middle of the village. This ritual is believed to be a form of gratitude and thanks to the ancestors for their help so the traditional houses can be built, as well as to thank the creator. Then the traditional Poka Kaba Congkolongkap ritual was closed with Congkolaca ritual. It is a ritual of cleaning traditional houses and village yards from various animal waste, or cleaning up the remains of animal waste in the house and around the house. This is a closing ritual with the symbol of a white rooster. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia.
Katakanlah sejujurnya padaku, apakah aku yang selama ini ada di hatimu?
VOI listeners, next program we have Let's Speak Indonesian, in which we introduce you to some Indonesian vocabulary and expressions, and we invite you to speak Indonesian language. This program is cooperation between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is Ngarai Sianok, Ngarai Sianok, which means Sianok Canyon. So stay tuned. We are going to present to you a conversation entitled Sepotong Daging Itik. Sepotong Daging Itik, which means a slice of duck meat. This conversation happens between Chris George Robinson, a vlogger from Australia, and a waitress at a restaurant in Ngarai Sianok. Chris orders itiak lado mudo, or green chili duck meat, a special food from West Sumatra. Let's listen to the conversation.
Saya pesan itiak lado mudo. Satu porsi seberapa banyak?
Satu porsi berisi sepotong daging itik. Mau paha atau dada?
Saya mau bagian paha.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Satu porsi.
Satu porsi, which means one portion. Berisi, berisi, which means contain. Sepotong, sepotong, which means a slice. Daging, daging, which means meat. Itik, itik, which means duck. Satu porsi berisi sepotong daging itik. Satu porsi berisi sepotong daging itik, which means one portion contains a slice of duck meat. Pesan, pesan, which means order. Seberapa banyak, which means how much. Paha, paha, which means thigh. Dada, dada, which means breast. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, satu porsi berisi sepotong daging itik. Satu porsi berisi sepotong daging itik, which means one portion contains a slice of duck meat. In the sentence, there is the word sepotong, sepotong, which means a slice, has the same meaning as satu potong, which means one slice. The word sepotong is used to state the number of an object that follows it. For example, sepotong daging itik, which means a slice of duck meat. It means that the duck meat is one slice. Let's listen to the other examples of using the word sepotong, which means a slice, in other sentences. Chris makan sepotong roti. Chris makan sepotong roti, which means Chris eats a slice of bread. Sortauli membeli sepotong kue. Sortauli membeli sepotong kue, which means Sortauli buys a slice of cake. The word lada or lado in Minangkabau language means cabai. Cabai, which means chili. However, lada in Indonesian language means merica, merica, which means pepper. Lada, what means chili or pepper, is a basic ingredient to add spicy flavor that Indonesian people really like. Before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Saya pesan itia lado mudo. Satu porsi seberapa banyak?
Satu porsi berisi sepotong daging itik. Mau paha atau dada?
Saya mau bagian paha.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Hari berganti, malam pun sepi sendirian. Lama tak sapa, lama tak jumpa, kesepian. Namun ku selalu menantimu. Jam dinding berputar, kakiku bergetar. Ku mencoba mencari dirimu. Kali-kali kau menghindariku, mengabaikan semua panggilan dari jeritan rinduku. Kau terus menggelakku, namun kau tahu harusnya kau dengar.
Hari yang lalu selalu bertemu bermesraan. Ternyata semu kau tak di situ sendirian. Kini kau mencoba mengetuku, ku baca pesanmu, ku mencoba abaikan dirimu. Berkali-kali kau memungkiriku, mengabaikan semua cerita kita, tapi tetap rindu kau terus di benakku, karena ku tahu harusnya kau denganku. Semua panggilan dari jeritan rinduku, kau terus mengelakku.
Namun kau tahu,
namun ku tahu,
harusnya kau denganku.
Kau
mencoba mencari dirimu,
mengabaikan
berkali-kali
cerita kita, tapi tetap rindu kau.
Kau terus
di benakku, karena ku tahu harusnya kau denganku.
Hari berganti, malam pun sepi, sendirian.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back! This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id, RRI Play Go mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz. The next segment is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a keroncong song entitled Cikini Gondang Dia by Ratu Aulia and Sharla Mars, accompanied by Vivian. The song Cikini Gondang Dia was popularized by Duo Anggrek and released on June 16, 2015. Cikini and Gondang Dia are the names of two train stations in central Jakarta. the distance between the two stations is only 3 kilometers. However, the song is not about Cikini Gondang Dia. The two stations are included in the pantun or rhyming poetry in the song lyrics. The song composed by Yogi is about a woman who expects loyalty from her partner. Well, listener, here is Ratu Aulia and Sharla Mars featuring Vivin with the keroncong song entitled Cikini Gondang Dia. Enjoy!
Of Indonesia.
Banyak cinta, namun
listener, wherever you are, that's our programs on the English program from Voice of Indonesia. If you have any comments, suggestion, criticism, any feedback for Voice of Indonesia, just drop us a line through our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, Instagram at VOI_official. Don't forget to follow us on TikTok at VOI_official and YouTube channel VOI Official. I'm Rahma signing out. I'll see you in the next interesting edition of the English program from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.